Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am your host. It is an honor to be here again with you guys, whether you're listening or you're watching on YouTube. Hey, listen, I cannot say thank you enough. We're almost at 5,000 subscribers. So I have to remind you, if you're watching and you have not subscribed, please subscribe. But if you're new here, I want to say thank you for checking it out. Thank you for giving it a chance. You found a home of the lovers. You found a home where it's a safe place to be a helpless romantic. You found, my stomping ground. This is something I created. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people told me I should. They believe in my word and bind to my word. And I am honored just off that alone. For my returning people, hey, welcome back. This is the house we've built. I am more than honored to be the spokesperson for love. So you guys know I believe in it like to a degree I obviously cannot explain enough. But today, since we already dove into so many topics, I thought I'd give a little advice to the women listeners today. So I'm sorry, fellas, this episode ain't really for you. This is episode 10, and we're just going to call it flat out what it is. I'm going to give you 5+ tips about men you may not know that can help out in the dating world or that can help out in a relationship. You know, these are ideas I've garnered over time. Me being a man, me seeing other men, men to understand man a little better. So, you know what I'm saying? When we're hard to understand, this is, hopefully you can refer to this video and to help you out. But I'm just going to dive right into it. Listen, the number one tip I could tell you about men, the number one thing I could tell you about any man, and I've said it before, I've made a video about it, men move with action. Men show love through action. So even if you're dating a man, whether it's early or whatever, feel free to, I don't want to say test him because test almost seem like he has to pass or has to fail, but like put him in a situation where you need him and see how he shows up for you. Because I'm telling you, any man that will not show up for you does not care. He is not invested. That is not where, you know, they say home is where the heart is. That is not where his heart is, obviously. If you guys seen episode 1, you know, I drove to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And that was just to, in my mind, I was picking up the love of my life. But honestly, it was just to help someone I cared about. It was my way of showing love. And any man, and I'm not going to say every man is going to drive to Atlanta, you know, but a man should be concerned with if you're hungry. A man should be concerned with if you're tired. A man should be concerned with if you're sleepy. The basics, you know what I'm saying? At least quiz them on the basics. See how you're doing on the basics. That's the least you can do for yourself, honestly. Men are designed in that nature. People say it all the time, like men are hunters, right? I mean, men need to accomplish a task to feel like they've done something for you. Just doing something for you is a action in itself. Like, for example, if a man asks what if you're hungry, and you know, typically people go, I don't know what I want to eat. What you want to eat? Honestly, you can give a man a little problem to solve just by saying, yeah, baby, I want Wingstop or Hooters or pizza or this, and he's going to find it for you. You get what I'm saying? If he cares. See, a man that don't truly care about you, be like, yeah, baby, I want pizza tonight. You getting this burger. And look, listen, that's a for surefire sign. That man don't give a fuck about what you talking about, what you need, what your palate. He don't give a fuck about none of that. You understand what I'm saying? So find a man who's willing to do those problem-solving things. Like, in my video, I referenced him fixing the refrigerator. You know, becoming a Maytag technician, because the right man will go to the ends of the earth to make sure your need gets fulfilled. Whether it's as small as rubbing your feet or changing your oil or goddamn whatever it is, he's going to make sure that action gets taken care of to show his love. A man that doesn't quite have love for you, all words, no action. All words, no action. If a man says what he's going to do and he keeps... I was speaking to somebody really recently, and she was talking about her number one pet peeve with a man was that when men make these false promises that were never asked for. Men will go out that way to say, this is what I want to do for you. And then end up not doing it. Like, so you came to me telling me what you promised to me. And then you couldn't even do that. Wrong guy. Get up. I always say it all the time. Get up off him. Next, we're going to hit the next bust on him. It's that simple, because men move through action. So you got to, make them feel, honestly, that action is spawned off ego. And I'm a big believer in allow your ego to go out the window. But in this specific case, it's probably good that a man keeps it for that purpose, because men need to feel fulfilled. Men needs to feel like they're fulfilling or accomplishing something for their woman. You know, it's really good for a man's ego. It gives him that, like, that little boost. And so I would encourage any woman to watch a man more than she's listening to a man. Because 9 times out of 10, a man himself is his love language is acts of service. And that's not to say yours is, but I'm telling you, most men are geared to act within service. It's just natural. It's who they are. What else can I tell you about men? Remember to ask questions when you're out dating and you're in these relationships. Asking questions are very, very important. Like, the number one question you can ask a man is about his goals, his dreams, his aspirations. Big deal. If a man tell you, I don't know, I'm just figuring it out right now, just floating along, what am I going to tell you? Go on, move up off him. Because the thing about it is, if he's just floating along, you going to just be floating along right with his ass. And we ain't got time for that. You done built yourself far too, you done came far too, you hey, you've done too much in your life to just be coasting along with a man who don't know where he going. The thing about a man moving in action, men tend to want to lead. But the thing about it is, with no goals, dreams, or aspiration, you're going to lead me into the ground, and I'm not feeling that. We ain't doing that. That ain't why I'm here. Baby, if you have a boat that's just sitting in the middle of the ocean, why the fuck do you have a boat? You might as well jump and drown. Because you being stagnant is the same as me wasting my life. And I can't waste my life with you. Another super important question to ask men is about their family dynamic, past trauma. The thing about it is, I always say, look at how a man treats his mother. The thing about it is, yes, people fall out, people make mistakes, but people come back together. Now, I'm not saying all situations are going to come back together, but there should still be no disrespect in how he speaks on his mother. That's all I'm saying. His mother did so much for him, raised him in so much love. The thing about it is, if he's calling her out her name and calling her this, this, and that, what you think he going to do to you? You can do everything in the world for him except push him out your vagina. So what you think he going to do? How you think he going to talk to you? How you think he going to talk about you? And the same goes for how he speaks on his child mother. Same thing. I've never in a million years thought to just blatantly disrespect my child. I'm not doing that. I can't do it. When I speak to others, there's no disrespect. When I speak online, there's no disrespect. When I speak to her, there's no disrespect. Because my future partner has to understand that that's in me. It's in you. It's not on you. It's in you. It's the quality of the man. But the thing about it is, if you're not gauging that quality of a man, you got to pay attention to those little things. How he speaks in front of elders. How fucking he treats children. If he got children, 9 times out of 10, he's going to treat your children the same way. If he has a fucked up relationship with his kids, if y'all have kids, same fucked up relationship. I assure you, you're not going to be the one to make him just see past that one day. That's not how it works. It does not work like that. So what I encourage you to do is pay attention to those small details. And with those small details comes asking those questions. You understand what I'm saying? First thing you do when you sit down with a man, ask him, do you want to be married? And let me tell you this about a man also. When a man tells you something, you believe them at that word. Don't think you can go back and change it. Don't think that a man says, I don't want to be married, and you showing him your wife is going to ever make him want to be married. If he don't want to be married, he just told you he don't want to be married. Let's stop wasting your time. Because all you do is going to waste your time. You're going to leave this relationship feeling like you've been vandalized or abused because you gave up all these wifely factors that this man clearly didn't deserve. If he said he didn't want a wife, why in the fuck you in the kitchen cooking breakfast every morning. He don't want a wife. Why you folding his clothes and doing his line? Why? That's not what he want. Obviously, he want a spring fling around his bitch. Obviously, he want goddamn a little boo, a little bae, a little yeah, what they call it? You know what I'm saying? I'm a little older. I'm in the older generation. What they call it? You know what I'm saying? I'm 27. That's not play me, though. I am not 39 plus. I'm just, it came out wrong. Little yeah. Y'all get what I'm trying to say. But the thing about it is you believe a man at his word. If a man tells you, yeah, I know I got some shit I got to work on, believe him. He finna show you exactly what he got to work on for months. Hey, and if you ain't got the patience, the time, energy, or the effort, don't sit in it. Don't sit in it. You understand what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to do nothing but waste your time again and again and again. If a man says, I don't want a relationship, what was that? What did you hear? You heard he don't want a relationship? Okay, write that down. Save that as his fucking contact in your phone. He doesn't want a girlfriend. He doesn't want a relationship. Save that. Because I need you to remember it every time you speak to this man. If you want a relationship and he don't, it'll never align. It will never align. A-line. It will never align. You know what I'm, y'all know what I'm saying. And I think that's the number one factor. What else can I tell you? A man that cares listens. I don't even think I just, let me reiterate this one more time. A man that cares about you, he'll prove to you you're not just heard. You're listened to. He's remembering things about you. See, a man that don't get no fuck, he won't remember your last name. He ain't gonna remember. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes, you know, it get a little hazy when you dating and you throw your birthday in there. And he may not remember your birthday, but that's not a reoccurring thing. If he forgets where you work at and you told him 5 times where you work, you might got to move up off him. Because a man that cares, listen. A man that wants to understand you is going to process this information you send. In that same right, let me let you know, a man that cares allows you to speak. Now, I know for sure you guys have dated a few men and it always seemed like they was all the talk. It's always about them. Yeah, but do you feel heard? Do you feel listened to? Do you feel respected in this conversation? Just that alone. Do you feel your opinion is respected when you say, this is what I want to eat? Do you feel your opinion is respected when you say, this is what I want to do? Do you feel pressured into doing things? Because another good thing about a man that cares is not going to rush you. I'm in no rush. There is no rush. Not for me. Because I say it all the time. If it's for me, I'm going to get it. If God want me to have that, I'm going to get that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not in a rush for it. See, when you meet a man and he's so fast-paced, that's the answer. That's why. Because they say it all the time. All the time they say it. And I firmly believe it's true. A man understands within the first 3 days. Shit, maybe quicker than that. Within the first day, they categorize you. Are you a woman that I would marry? Are you a woman that I would be in a relationship, or are you just here for a good time at the moment? Men do it quickly. I'm telling you, as a man, I'm letting you know the ability to categorize women like immediately. It happens all the time. And that's why when I'm out here having these podcasts and on other people's podcasts and speaking to people and doing Clubhouse, people always hear me say, my wife, manifestation, that's one. But the thing about it is, I'm not entertaining anyone that doesn't fit that bill for me. If it's just a good time, then it doesn't sound like it's for me. If I'm out with you and we're on a date, like I told you, mama, you got to understand, I've already done my research. You got to understand, I've already been looking to know you. I may feel like I know you a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? So if I've done that, That means you're already in that wifely category for me, because that's the only category I got right now. And that's speaking, that's coming from a man who's, you know, lived his life. That's coming from a man who's seen what's out here and said, yeah, no, I'm ready to. But I've always been this person for a very, very long time. They say, like I said, it's in you, it's not on you. Like, no, the funniest part about this whole podcast and the advice I give online, I've always been this, but it's just amazing that I get some sort of credibility for people knowing it now. All I did was have to say I love and I have love to give and I want to be married and, you know, to make me valued. I appreciate that, because there's been times I didn't feel so valued. You understand what I'm saying? And I'll give you another fact about a man. Here's a fact about a man. If you're in a relationship, and this one is, you're probably not going to want to hear it, but I give it to you straight anyway. It's what I do. Hey, take a shot to the throat. Take it. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, a man that cares about losing you, and this is for anybody, a man that cares to not lose you, major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
He who feels like he has a good time is not going to jeopardize it. And let me scratch that again. A man who is okay with letting you go is the man who cheats. You know, so like, if a man, you get in a relationship and a man cheat first month, he never cared about being in a relationship with you. His relationship probably started on some accord he felt like he had to. He don't want to be here. If you get in a relationship and a man cheats after 3 years, it's different. Their relationship may now lack something that he's missing, or the relationship may, you know, not feel as comfortable or safe or happy or all of these factors. But this is the detail I'm speaking on. Don't. That's not the detail. The detail I'm speaking on, whether it's 1 month in or 3 years in, if he cared about losing you, he would not commit an act to lose you. I'm just putting that out there. If I've been married for 50 years and this woman completes me, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm not jeopardizing that. Because granted, it's plenty of fish in the sea. Granted. But this my fish. This goddamn, I bought Logan a fish for Christmas. His name Fish Stick. This goddamn fish stick right here. And Logan love fish stick too. This is my fish. This is me. 50 years in, I'm gonna be talking about this is me. Don't no cat tastes better than, don't no catfish tastes better than this catfish. Okay, I ain't even mean that. Granny, listen. I see how that may have came off. Forgive me, please. Your grandchild is, I'm learning. I'm healing. I'm working. I like catfish. What the fuck, Granny? You knew this. Granny, you knew this. What are we talking about? Nah, I quit. But, you know, men are smart enough to conceive. But I got to add this to that idea. That man may feel like you truly will never walk away. That could be the reason he cheated. That man may feel like even if she does walk away, she'll come back. And let me tell you something, ladies, you got to stand on the idea of people not being able to just swing back in your life. Stop running it back thinking it's going to be different. It's not. It's proven fact. This shit ain't finna be no different. How many times do you need to explain to you? Do you want God to come down and talk to you himself? This shit ain't going to change. You know, they say once a cheater, always a cheater, but I disagree with that logic as well. Because people can change. But I'm a bigger believer in when people show you who they are, you believe them the first time. You believe them right then and there. And, you know, these are just my big tips for dating men. These are things I've understood. Let me tell you something about a man. A man that loves you, enjoys seeing you happy. Right? And what I mean by that is when a man is in love, and this is a surefire sign a man loves you, he gains joy from seeing you happy. This is why men get real creative and start surprising you with hotel rooms and flowers and this and that, just because that smile on your face is lighting him up inside. That smile on your that smile on your face is doing enough for him. He loves you, girl. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you get in a relationship and it's new, you may be smiling, but it's not doing anything for him yet. When it starts to play on his heartstrings, just the emotion of seeing you happy, just the accessibility of seeing you happy, knowing he did that, he in love. For sure. That's love. And when a man is in love with you, another secret you ladies may not know about men, we start to adore even the insecurities. You ever been on FaceTime with a man and like, you mute him while you're using the bathroom? And he like, why you gotta mute me? Da, da, da. That's because he's trying to fall in love with everything you are. Honestly. That's because a man could fall in love with your ankle. A man could fall in love with your toes. And he'd be like, he lay claim to it. They're my toes. Well, if we still talking about fish, then they're my fins. You understand what I'm saying? Those are mine. But that's how men are designed. Men are falling in love with the way your hair fall down your neck. When a man loves you, he'll be in the shower behind you shampooing the scalp, and he gonna get deep. You understand what I'm saying? Don't ask me how I know. Don't even ask me how I know. A man that loves you will sit at the edge of the bed while you're between his legs and help you take your hair down. You'll be surprised how much you could turn a fucking gangster to a fucking softie by just bringing love in the picture. Just bringing love to the picture. Let me tell you something else. A man falls in love with who you are to him, not what you do for him. If you can make a man feel strong, if you can make a man feel secure and safe and comfortable, that's why I heard say, I feel so comfortable with you. You hear me? Huh? Because if you can make a man feel that, oh, he's going to love you for a lifetime. He's going to love you for a lifetime. See, men don't truly care about you cooking in the kitchen. Men care about being served. It's the idea that you want to feed him. It ain't about what you cook or how good it tastes. You probably got to have some good cooking, but you know, the thing about it is, it's the fact that you cared enough to feed him. So whether you cooking in the kitchen or you stop to get him fucking Wingstop on the way home, it means the same. I promise you, because it's in the action. It's in the nurturing. Why you think man be like, oh, I love my grandma. You love your grandma, goddamn, because she was nurturing. Oh, you love your mama. You love your mama because that same nurturing ability. You love your sisters and your aunties and all these women. Men have this closer attachment to women in their family. Pay attention to it. Just pay attention to it. I'm telling you. Because that's where men feel comfortable and safe. If you can make a man feel comfortable and safe, hey, it's a wrap. I am in love with you. You set me free. What? Hey, listen. If you know me, that's my wedding song. You know, my wife got to sing me that. Baby, listen, I don't give a fuck you off key. I don't give a fuck it don't sound good, I'll be right there in the mic with you. You ain't never out here dolo. Ever. That's why I remember a situation like my ex-girlfriend got into it with a guy in a bar. Right? And I'm outside in the car. She just went in to like get her sister or something like that. And she got into it with the guy in the bar. And when she got back in the car, I had to tell her, you're my little ball of, girl, you can't be arguing with no man. That's why you have a man. Right? I'm saying this to keep her safe. But in the back of my mind, I'm not even registering. It has more to do with my ego than I think. It has more to do with my masculinity than I think. I am a very, you know, about that life ass nigga. I was 290, you feel me? But still a love at heart. So when you can make a gangster love you, he gonna love you forever. And the thing about that specific night was, that's what I'm here for. You're not allowing me to do my job. You're not allowing me to show you I love you to a degree I whoop this white dude ass up in here. I don't even know if he was white. I ain't even see the nigga face. But all I'm saying is allow man to love you in that nature. Take a little bit of that masculinity jacket you've been rocking off. Embrace your femininity. And no, embracing your femininity does not mean you just fucking sit in the passenger seat and look pretty. Goddamn, pull up the maps. At least be the map, be the music. You know what I'm saying? I can't do everything. Baby, I'm here trying to multitask. I got the phone. I'm damn near about to crash. I almost hit the curb. Do you got me or you got me? That's all I'm saying. But the thing about it is, embrace your femininity. Allow yourself to be done for, taken care of. I'm not saying I need a woman who's submissive to me. That's not what I'm saying. I just want a woman who's comfortable with me enough to be soft. Hey, you may call it submissive. I call it what I call it. You understand what I'm saying? And I just figure, you know, with this episode, I'll give you a few tips, you know, just to help you understand, man, better while you're out there dating them. Hopefully, a few of these tips can actually align in your dating life or your relationship life or, you know, whatever it is. Just apply it so that dating doesn't seem like it has so much piss in the pool. And like I tell you always, make sure you're being intentional with who you with. Intentional. Right? Make sure that man is intentional about you. Because the nigga will waste some time. And baby, you let him know your time is not to be wasted. You are one of one. You understand what I'm saying? One of motherfucking one. So, I just want to say, merchandise first shipment was shipped out. Everybody got it. I've been seeing them. If you have it and you wore it, take a picture in it, DM Lost Lover Boy merch page so we can get you up and post it. I thank you all. The second shipment is going out soon. Everybody's been so patient with me, and I just appreciate you guys. I love you guys. If you're watching it, make sure you subscribe. Go stream some music, you know, get to know a brother. Come with me. You know what I'm saying? That's me. That's me. Let me take you. Clubhouse. Let's talk. I actually want advice on Clubhouse today. So we'll see what happens. But as always, y'all be beautiful. Stay blessed. And shit, what do I be saying? Peace out.